Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Mike Garofolo on some of the coordinators that Mike Vrabel could bring with him as the new head coach of the New England Patriots. I think one's already been shot down. Shane Bowen, the D coordinator he mentioned there, I think is staying with the Giants. They're pulling too many guys from the Giants and Browns for my taste.
Like, the Giants and Browns? This isn't 1992.
Not a great
list. Those are two of the worst teams in the league.
And I don't like the other name that I know a lot of people like the sound of, Josh McDaniels. That's the name Garofolo mentioned. We started talking about it late last week. Bedard and others have brought his name up as well. I think that's now a largely accepted name.
It is. It's crazy to me. A third trip back to New England. This is another one where you can do worse. Like, there are guys worse than him, but can't you also do better? Like, you have Drake May. You have a real head coach who has been around the league. You would think would have a little bit bigger Rolodex, certainly than Mayo, and certainly than some of the other guys. Like, he's not just a Patriot guy. I personally don't even include him in the Belichick tree. He coached for the Texans. He coached for the Titans. He coached in college. Like, he has more branches, you would think, than just to go back to Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, it's not. There's no imagination to it.
No.
Which is part of why I don't like it, and I don't trust McDaniels, and I think people overrate what he did. He won with Brady. Wow.
Yep.
Impressive. And he did have a really good year with Mac. True. He also had a terrible finish to that year and a terrible year before that with Cam Newton, and no one brings that up.
Yeah.
He had a terrible year with Cam.
So but also
he's
any
kind of 50-50 without Brady, and he stunk when he left New England.
And both of those years, you had Bill Belichick and good defenses.
Yep.
And maybe Mike Vrabel brings that too. But McDaniels has enough of a track record without Brady and Belichick, which is what this would be. So even though the uniform's the same, the whole run in Denver, terrible. The whole run in Vegas, terrible. The 1 year as offensive coordinator with the Rams, terrible. Like, the negatives far outweigh the positives when it comes to that.
Well, right. And here's how I would ask it, too. Is anybody else going to hire him?
I don't think so, unless Bill wants him in North Carolina.
I don't think anybody else is hiring him, which should tell you something. But anyway, those sound like the coordinators. McDaniels on offense, and actually strike that Shane Bowen name, because I guess he's staying with the Giants. Good.
Yeah, keep him.
Why are we bringing so many guys from the Giants? What do you need those guys for?
I don't get it.
That also ties in with Mike Vrabel's front office, which we'll get to here,
mm-hmm.
on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Mike Vrabel's press conference will be aired live in its entirety. We'll react after it wraps up. It starts at noon. Whenever it wraps, we'll give all our thoughts on it. You can hear it here live on WEEI, right here on 93.7 in Boston or on the Odyssey app. If you're waiting for Keefe's full response, line by line to Brad Marchand.
That's right.
He talked about it with Greg. He gave some thoughts early on in the show. An ugly falling out between him and Courtney this morning, quite
Jeez.
Frankly.
You know, you think Courtney would maybe have my back, but she does not.
Nope.
I've ridiculed everyone on the roster. I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
That's right.
That's me.
That's it. So Keith's going to give his full response mm-hmm. at 11. So make sure you stay locked in for that. On the front office, Charles Robinson had a couple of items here. One on Twitter yesterday. Charles Robinson is a guy who's reporting I like very much at the national level.
Yep.
He says, I'm hearing Giants personnel advisor Ryan Cowden. Again, another Giant.
You need more Giants.
Who worked with Vrabel in Tennessee. He's expected to be added to the Patriots personnel mix, but not with a GM title.
No?
I believe Elliot Wolf.
Oh, boy.
Will retain personnel power. The Wolf Pack.
Why?
Staying intact. However, Cowden's addition to the front office is Vrabel's preference. dynamics will be interesting. I'll give you more details from Robinson. He had a accompanying full write-up on the whole Vrabel hire and McDaniels and everything else. I'll get to that, but your thoughts on that.
I don't really understand why Elliott Wolf is back, but you know, he didn't get fired right after the season like Jerod Mayo did. So you're like, all right, maybe they're keeping him around a little bit. I guess Kraft likes him. It's funny because Bill Belichick even made a comment last week about how things were going great for until the last 4 years or whatever, and that also happened to coincide with when Elliott Wolf joined the front office. But he's sticking around. But bringing in Mike Vrabel and then also allowing Mike Vrabel to bring in another guy, regardless of what the title is, makes me feel like Elliott Wolf won't have as much control. Meaning, let's say they get to the draft, they have the fourth pick. Elliott Wolf's like, hey, I really like player X. And Mike Vrabel and his handpicked guy say, no, we're trading down. I bet they trade down. That's how I view it. I think Mike Vrabel, to me, is going to individually have a lot more say than Jerod Mayo ever did.
Yeah.
Now, maybe that's a low bar to step over, but
I agree with that.
I think he's going to have a lot more say.
I think Vrabel, year one, may not have all the power. I think he's going to have to prove it to the Crafts and win that power. And that's my read on it, because I trust Charles Robinson, not to say I don't trust some of the local beat guys here. A lot of the local beat guys are like, no, Vrabel's going to come in. I think he'll actually end up with the final say.
Okay.
Charles Robinson, as of Sunday, and it's important to stress the immediacy of the Vrabel signing here, I've been told that Wolf will remain in the front office with his title and also retain control over personnel. So that's important. It's not just that he's on. He's going to retain control. However, there is an expectation that the Patriots will act on Vrabel's preference and move to add Ryan Cowden to a front office role. That means effectively hiring Cowden away from the Giants, where he's currently a personnel advisor to GM Joe Shane, who's done just a great job there.
Killing it.
Letting Saquon Barkley go. I mean, you want people in that front office. I can see why Mike Vrabel.
We need Danny Dimes.
Is so hot after this guy.
Not Saquon.
One source on Sunday compared the mix of Vrabel, Wolf, and Cowden to what initially developed with the Denver Broncos after the hiring of Sean Payton in 2023. I thought this was interesting.
Okay.
During the interview process, there was some thought that Sean Payton could ultimately end up naming his GM, depending on his landing spot. But when he was hired by the Broncos, general manager George Payton remained as a holdover on the staff, working with Sean Payton closely during the run-up to the 2020.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 season, and basically they worked it all out. So it's not unprecedented that you have a GM in place, the coach comes in, and it works. A lot of times that can go sideways. That's the comparison Robinson came up with. And look, I think the longer Vrabel's here, the more power he's going to carve out. But I don't think he's going to have personnel say. And I don't think Ryan Cowden is going to have personnel say right away. I think Wolf is going to have a role. And I don't like that.
He's clearly going to have a role.
But I think he's going to have say is what I mean. Yeah.
Well, and they're going to, we probably won't find out about it on the outside, but on the inside, they're going to know right away. Because the fourth pick, there's not a unanimous player or thing to do with the fourth pick. You know, you could have those three guys could all have three different plans for what they want to do with the fourth pick. And then so somebody's going to have to win that out. And then you know it's going to be held against that guy for the rest of the season. If you draft the next Jalen Polk and you're the one that stuck your neck out for him, they're going to say like, hey, I kind of like my plan a little bit better. Because I'm sure there's some guy in the front office, macro, maybe not macro, but somebody up there that maybe really liked Ladd McConkey. And watch him just light it up in a playoff game. And they're like, well, I'm glad we went with Jalen Polk. Like, I don't know how they don't, you know, think about that all year after a miss like that.
No, it's true. McConkey looked good again in the playoff game.
It was awesome.
Not that they won.
He was the only one who looked awesome.
Let me tell you, when I say I had a rough gambling weekend, the wild card weekend gambling streets. Let's get to your phone calls. Do you like Josh McDaniels coming along with Mike Vrabel? Do you like the Vrabel hire? I think there's no excuses now that he's here, hit the ground running, and you better be competitive in year one. And on top of that, why is Elliott Wolf still here? Barry is in New Bedford. Get us started today, Barry.
Hey, guys. I'm hearing that Jonathan Kraft's not going to be there today.
You're hearing that? Hang on. You're hearing that? Because I saw Mike Kadlec had a tweet this morning that basically was like, Jonathan Kraft wasn't part of the announcement. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, he's not there. But someone else told me he may not be there today. I don't know if that's true. We'll see. But I think there's a little split in who wanted Vrabel and who didn't. I think the owner really wanted him. On McDaniels, I'll get a restraining order. I'll have Donald Trump deport him. I don't want that guy even close to Drake May. He gets close to Drake May, he's under arrest. Because he's ruined. Go look what he did with Derek Carr. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't want that guy near any quarterbacks. Brady made Josh, plain and simple. Okay? Everybody knows it. And the reality is, you want Ben Johnson? Go get the passing coordinator in Detroit, Tanner Engstad, or Michael LaFleur, Matt's brother. Anything but Josh McDaniels.
Yeah,
ABM.
Barry, unfortunately, you're going to get...
I'm arrested. If Josh McDaniels gets near Drake May to arrest him...
Yeah, I could get on board with that. Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
It's a good plan.
Send him to Greenland. I'm okay with that. Yeah, send him there. But, yeah, I mean, the names you're getting are like McDaniels, Tommy Rees, who we've talked about now quite a bit, Josh McCown. Like, you're hearing names like that. I don't think any of them are overly inspiring, but I would like McCown the
All
most.
Right, in a vacuum, do you like, as an offensive coordinator in the NFL, Josh McDaniels or Alex Van Pelt?
Oh, I mean, McDaniels.
Yeah. Okay, same. So if Alex Van Pelt was able to get what he got out of Drake May this year, don't you think Josh McDaniels, not my first pick, not your first pick, clearly not Barry's first pick, can't he still help the development of Drake May? Like, he's not in the worst hands ever if McDaniels came in.
I mean, again, ask some of the players who played for him in, you know, Vegas and Denver.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying as an offensive coordinator.
But like, I wonder, like, is Ken Dorsey or Joe Brady the greatest offensive coordinators of all time? And Josh Allen's like, I got it. Yeah, I give Brian Daboll the most credit because Brian Daboll was there with Allen. Developed him. He wasn't great right away.
Yeah.
And then he got better. And Daboll and really Steph Diggs were a big reason for that. And then now, probably coordinator proof. You could probably have any slap up there calling plays for Josh Allen. He's going to figure it out. Now, Drake May is not Josh Allen yet, but maybe he gets to the point where as long as he doesn't have Matt Patricia calling plays for him, maybe he'll still be all right.
No, I think that's fair. There's no imagination in the McDaniels side.
No.
Let's go to Rob in Swampscott. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Hey, so I've got a real quick one-season turnaround for the Pats.
Okay,
and this is how you do it. With their first three picks in the draft, they must select smart, cerebral, offensive linemen who can work together as a unit and understand schemes and protections, who knock it out of the park on their Wonderlic test, because quite frankly, what I saw was fat, dumb, and stupid on the offensive line this year for them. That's the first thing. First three picks, offensive linemen.
Okay.
Second phase is Mr. Kraft needs to de-weld his wallet and go straight to free agency and grab three proven receivers for May to throw to. Right there, you got protection for May, and you've got someone for him to throw to. That gets them leaps and bounds as to where they were this year, and it'll also open things up for Ramondre Stevenson.
Okay, so three offensive linemen.
Unit.
So you know what he actually, it's similar to some of our plans, but he's asking for the BSHA, the best smart Haas available.
Yeah, you don't just
want... Not just any Haas.
You don't just want the best Haas.
He wants to check Wonderlics.
Yeah, good Wonderlic.
Yeah, because he feels like, not my words, there were some dum-dums on the O-line this year. Right? That those, he thought
those
these
are,
guys...
Those are his words, yes.
There was a lot of penalties. There was a lot of blocking the wrong guy or blocking nobody at times.
Yes.
So they do need help on the offensive line. Could have just said that. That's fine.
617-779-7937. Your plans for the Patriots. We'll take them. Along with your thoughts on the Mike Vrabel hire. Again, no excuses. Hit the ground running. You'll hear Vrabel in his entirety coming up at noon here on WEEI. Josh McDaniels could be in tow. Elliot Wolf could be in tow. Staying in power alongside Mike Vrabel's guy in tow, Ryan Cowden. Your thoughts on all of it? Plus, again, Rich Keefe will respond in full to Brad Marchand at 11 o'clock. Stay tuned for all of it.